Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Welcome to the remote worship of Salem Lutheran Church of Hermantown. My name is Raleigh Bachbrader, pastor at Salem, and because of the blizzard conditions going outside this weekend, our worship has been canceled for Sunday, December 1st. But I would like to read the gospel lesson for the first Sunday of Advent and then to share with you my sermon. The lesson comes from Matthew chapter 24, the words of Jesus on this first Sunday of Advent. Jesus speaks, "But now, about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage."
Created with free version for non-commercial use. "Entered
the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, on this wintry weekend, we
created
pray
with
for
free version
travel
for non-commercial use.
For everyone who's on the roads, riding buses, trains, flying in the air. We thank you for the men and women who keep our highways clean. Pray for their safety as well. Lord, as your Son Jesus said, be ready. Help us to be ready. To be ready for his second coming by being kind and generous to one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of the sermon is Ready or Not, Jesus Will Come. Now, I've got to tell you a little bit that as I was thinking about this weekend and all the forecasts of the snow and everything, I thought maybe a better title would be Ready or Not, The Storm is Coming. The sermon is about being ready. As many of you know, Salem has two new tenants this fall, Laugh and Learn Child Care Center, Chickadee Catering.
Created with free version
Chickadee
for non-commercial
Catering
use.
Provides the meals for Laugh and Learn students here at Salem and for a couple of other area child care centers. But prior to either doing business, there were inspections. The city of Hermantown needed to inspect. The state fire marshal needed to inspect. The Department of Human Services needed to inspect. The Department of Health needed to inspect. There were a lot of inspections, most passed with flying colors. The inspections are important and necessary because the safety of the children and the staff is important. We want people to be safe here and everywhere. The inspections were a cause for some anxiety. When will the inspector come? Is everything okay? What will they find? I came across a story about an inspection in the Army. It comes from a former
created
Army chaplain,
with free version for
Pastor
non-commercial
Donovan.
Use.
He served in Vietnam. The military has inspections too. IG inspections, short for Inspector General Inspections. His unit was stationed near the DMZ within artillery range of North Vietnam. The unit received word of an upcoming inspection. They worked for weeks to get ready. Vehicles were repaired, lined up and spit polished. Gas masks were lined up in neat rows. It seemed that the war had come to a halt while they tried to get ready for this inspection. The day of the inspection came, and shortly before noon, an ammo dump blew up. Apparently, someone was smoking a cigarette where they should not have been smoking during the inspection. Everyone headed to the bunkers. Artillery shells, friendly fire were flying
everywhere.
Created
with free version for non-commercial use.
The bunkers began to fill up with tear gas. Everyone had to run to get their gas masks. The inspectors were holed up in the bunkers too. And after the bullets stopped flying, they did not stay long. The chaplain never did hear what was written in their report, but his guess was they were not happy. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus talked about another big inspection. He, Jesus, will be coming. He will come and gather the faithful for heaven, and he will leave the unfaithful behind. There will not be any advance notice. Jesus will come when God tells him to come. Jesus said that his coming will be like the days of Noah. Noah worked on the ark for years. His neighbors thought he was crazy, but then the floodwaters rose and it was too late for anyone outside
of the
ark.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
People panicked. No boats available, no time to build a boat. It was too late. Jesus said it will be like this, two people working together. One will be taken and the other left behind. Jesus said to his listeners back then, and he speaks to us today, be ready. Be ready, for in an hour that you do not expect, Jesus will return. No advance warning, no notice of an upcoming inspection. 2,000 years have gone by, and today we seem to have trouble getting excited about the return of Jesus or of being ready for his return. Christians have lived and died waiting for the second coming of Jesus. It has not come yet. Why get excited? Maybe it's not so much about
created
being
with free version
about
for non-commercial
Jesus'
use.
Coming. After all, we are Lutherans, and excitement is not one of our strengths. But what is more important is that we are ready. Ready or not, here comes Jesus. We should be ready. We should live ready. Now, how do we do this? If we live in a right relationship with God, it will not matter if Jesus were to come today or tomorrow or next year or even after we die. Living in a right relationship with God and with others, we will be ready no matter when Jesus returns. This gospel lesson is a part of a two-chapter section that deals with the end time and Jesus' picture of that final judgment day. Jesus said that on the judgment day, he will divide the sheep from the goats.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. While the goats will be sent to hell. The message here is that it is important that we believe in God and Jesus, which is good Lutheran teaching about grace. But it is also important that we live our lives in a certain way, helping others in need. Everything will depend on how people treat Jesus, whether they fed him when he was hungry, gave him water when he was thirsty, gave him clothes when he was naked, visited him when he was sick or in prison. And Jesus went on to say that the sheep will wonder, when did they do something good for Jesus? And the goats will wonder when they missed the opportunity. Jesus answered, I tell you, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That is an expectation of those who follow Jesus. Last week, Tracy and I watched a new Christmas music movie on Disney Plus. The name of the movie is Noel. It is about a Santa family. Santa died in the movie, and it was the tradition that the oldest male child would become the next Santa. The next Santa to be has a sister who is one of the main characters. Her name is Noel, And Noah has to go to find her brother in Arizona. She has to convince him to come back to the North Pole. And while she's in Arizona, she talks to a bunch of people here and there about Santa, about the North Pole, about Christmas. And one of her lines in the movie is, "It's not just about the presents we get, but the presents we give." Love and understanding.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And an iPad. As Noelle talked with people about Christmas and getting presents, she reminded them and she reminds us that it is not just about getting presents, but it is also about giving presents, especially the gifts of love and understanding. We have entered the season of Advent. Jesus reminds us to be ready for his return, and one of the best ways that we can be ready for him is to help people in need, to be kind and generous, and as Noel in the movie said, it is also about giving presents, the gifts of love and understanding. So let us share, let us love, let us be ready. Amen.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.